It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had our broadcast partners discuss the current events in our world in greater detail so that we understand really what the headlines are all talking about. We discussed why Muslims are focused on the Jewish state and in particular on the city of Jerusalem, and we did that with David Dolan and Rabbi Yoel Karen. More on that in just a moment. Our broadcast partners from all across the world gave us valuable insight behind the headlines. For example, in Washington, D.C., Ken Timmerman talked about the global elite meeting in Switzerland to reshape the world. We also talked about Geneva II, the talks between the opposition and the Syrian government trying to come to a ceasefire in that three-year-old civil war. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update, and we talked about the Palestinian Authority minister who says that jihad should be directed at Jerusalem, not Syria. Then David brought to our attention that two-thirds of the Israelis believe that President Obama is going to allow Iran to go nuclear. Yoel Karen, the rabbi in Jerusalem, talked about the Canadian prime minister not allowed to go up onto the Temple Mount, and it was done by a group called the Islamic Trust. I asked Yoel, by what authority or what power does this Islamic Trust have control of the Temple Mount? Dr. Rob Congdon, he was in Germany, and he reported that the Ukraine is about to blow apart. This is an ongoing story. You need to hear this report. We also talked about the Polish foreign minister who says that the Eurozone, that's the economic part of the European Union, the Eurozone is the real European Union. And of course, that leads to the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word. Very interesting report from Dr. John Whitcomb. We talked about Rosetta, which is a robotic comet chaser that is trying to make a soft landing on a comet that is circling the sun. You need to hear Dr. John's report. Talk with my youngest son, Rick. He gave us a report on his recent trip to Israel with a tour group, and we talked about our upcoming tours that are going to have many extensions with our main trip into Israel. We'll go to Petra. We'll go to the seven churches of Asia Minor in Turkey. Those are found in Revelation 2 and 3, and we'll go into Rome as well. And David James gave us a report on the blue moons. Now, this is very important. Everybody's talking about it. I asked David, do these blue moons have anything to do with Bible prophecy? And in fact, David has written an article. It's posted as our guest editorial on the homepage of prophecytoday.com. And by the way, all these conversations can be heard once again if you did not get an opportunity to get all the information you needed by going to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That is at my website, prophecytoday.com, and be sure to tell a friend. They need to hear these conversations as well. But right now, let me spend a few moments on the subject of jihad focused on Jerusalem. Several Palestinian leaders in the Palestinian Authority are calling for jihad in Jerusalem. They say don't direct jihad, that's Islamic holy war, towards Syria, but instead towards Jerusalem. Jihad, according to the Quran, is indeed holy war, and all Muslims are directed to be involved to participate. I have to tell you, there is no moderate Muslim. All are radicals. That is, if they are true Quran-believing Muslims. The rest of the world must wake up to this fact that the Jews understand very well. Islam has an eschatology, and it is focused on the Jewish state of Israel, and in particular, the city of Jerusalem. In Islamic eschatology, the Mahdi, that's Arabic for Messiah, will come to power. He'll have Jesus Christ join him. Jesus Christ, according to the Quran, never died, thus was never resurrected. But he'll come back with the Muslim Mahdi, the Messiah of the Muslim world, and Jesus will kill all the pigs, break all the crosses, and assist the Mahdi in converting the world to Islam. Then they will go to Jerusalem and set up a caliphate, a worldwide dominion, an opportunity for them to rule the world from the Temple Mount. Now, that's a wrong eschatology. A true biblical eschatology from God's Word and the real God, not Allah, is indeed given to us by the ancient Jewish prophets. Daniel talks about the Gentile world leaders that will come to power. That would be the Muslims. Revelation gives us 16 chapters of detailed information on the tribulation period and what will happen during that time when the Muslims try to destroy the Jewish people. Ezekiel says after the Jews return to the land, that an alignment of nations will attack the Jewish state of Israel. They'll do everything they possibly can to destroy these Jewish people. If you look at the passage, Ezekiel chapter 38, and then combine that with Daniel chapter 11 and Psalm 83, you'll see the lowest common denominator in all of these nations that will align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel is that they are Islamic. But if you keep reading Ezekiel chapter 38, starting in verse 18, through chapter 39 and verse 6, you'll see that the Muslims, when they attack the Jewish state of Israel, will be stopped by God himself. The Lord will rain hellfire and brimstone out of the heavenlies. He will destroy all of these Islamic nations. And this is going to happen in the first 6 months of the tribulation period. Now, the reason that is the case is God has a plan for the Antichrist, which will be a part of the Satanic Trinity, to set up a false religion in the city of Rome, Italy. And that's found in Revelation chapter 17. In order for this to happen, Islam has to be removed from our world. You see, Islam is an exclusive religiosity, and they will not partner with any religion, much less a false religion. You're either a Muslim or you're a dead person. The focus has to be, as you study God's Word, and by the way, notice Joel chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, where it says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion and get ready for war in Jerusalem, because the largest militia ever formed will be going into Jerusalem with an Islamic jihad." That's what God's Word says. It will happen in the future. The stage is set. All the players are in place. And the next event on God's calendar of activities, that would be the rapture of the church when Jesus calls Christians into the heavenlies, that event is about to happen. It can, in fact, happen at any moment. And having said that, with everything else we've said on this broadcast, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...